You are now being transferred to broadcast. To end, hang up.
Okay, so we have Kol HaLoshon now ready. We have Zoom ready. Welcome, everybody. Today is the 17th of Sivan, Tuesday the 17th of Sivan, and today's topic is going to be Garden Minyanim, Laning in Garden Minyanim, Part 2. Thank you, all of you who joined me for this. Again, I'm going to make the caveat right at the beginning, and I know this is a very contentious issue. We had this week a meeting in our shul, and we had a beyond that, other discussions where Garden Minyanim are concerned, where some people feel that Garden Minyanim, it's wrong for people to have Garden Minyanim, it's wrong for, and it goes against the spirit of the law. Other people say if it goes within the letter of the law, it can go against with the spirit of the law. Also, I don't really want to get into the discussion now if you should or shouldn't have Garden Minyanim. The bottom line is, if you have a Garden Minyan that follows 100% the legal recommendations by the government, I think there's no issue with having a Garden Minyan, and therefore, if you do have such a Garden Minyan, the question becomes now for Kriyas HaTorah. Last time we spoke about A, the need to have a Sefer Torah, and B, also not only the need to have a Sefer Torah, also whether or not you should lane, etc., etc., and how you should bring the Sefer Torah, if you can bring the Sefer Torah. Now that we've discussed that you could bring the Sefer Torah if you wanted to, could we now move on to the next bit, which is, what should you do? Okay, could we please mute whoever it is who has a little child screaming next to them? Please mute yourself. Thank you. So what should we do now? What is going to be the process of giving out these aliyahs? Can you give aliyahs just to anybody? You have a problem of social distancing, so you might not be able to give out aliyahs. Should one person take all the aliyahs? What are we going to do? How are we going to go about giving out the aliyahs to everybody else? So I'd like to discuss with you, there are two mahalchim that are brought, two different ways that are brought in the Paiskim that would probably fit with the way that we can do things, and we're going to discuss that. I also spoke to a colleague of mine recently, and it turns out that I made a mistake. He told me the cheshbon, and he was right with the cheshbon that he said, and I made a mistake. So we're going to have to explain that as well. So let's start with the first thing. The first thing is actually a shiur that I gave well over 10 years ago, because I still remember when I gave the shiur. I was the Baal Kore in Beis Yisrael. And at the time, they called up a young man who had recently just discovered that he was Jewish. He had recently come for the first or second time to shul, knew nothing, mamish nothing. And they called him up to the Torah, Yamoid, whatever his name is. And then the question became, wait a minute, how can you call up this guy for the Torah? He doesn't know how to read. So you might say, what difference does it make if he doesn't know how to read? He's being called up to the Torah, you have a Baal Kore, let the Baal Kore read. So therefore, I want to explain to you where the difference is going to be. And then we want to see how this is going to have an effect on what we're saying. Just one second. Let me turn off the light, because I know when the light is on, it interferes with the camera, and then you get this shaking in the camera. Apologies. Okay. So we called up this young man, and the young man says, I don't know how to read. And people said, big deal, we'll teach you the bracha. And I said at the time, that's not good enough. You can't just teach him the bracha, because there's another halacha that happens with Kriyas HaTorah. So what's the halacha of Kriyas HaTorah? So the halacha with Kriyas HaTorah is the following. You need to have, this is Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Gimel, that the person who gets called up, originally the way it worked was that the first person that got called up made a bracha rishayna. And he laid his piece. Then the next person came up and laid his piece, and the third person, the fourth person, they all laned until you got to the last person who was laning. The last person finished the laning, and then at the end of the laning, what the last person did is Ashenos Alon Teres Emes Brachat Hashem Reis Natera. He said the final bracha. That was how you had the laning. Only one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end. Then Mishum Anichnos, Mishum Ayotim, Chazal understood that people find it very difficult to stay inside for the laning, or to stay inside for the entire davening the whole time. So they changed it around slightly. They said people might come late, or people might leave early, and they might think you can start laying without a bracha, you can finish laying without a bracha. So in order that people shouldn't make that mistake, we changed it around, and we said from now on, everybody makes a bracha beforehand, and everybody makes a bracha afterwards. Then there was another Yerida Sadiris, which meant that you couldn't lane anymore. Most people, if you were asked them nowadays, could you lane? They can't lane. Not only that, recently I had an instance where people said to me they were going to have a garden minion and they gave out the aliyahs to three different people, so they're not the same. Simcha, could you please mute everybody? There's a way to mute everybody. You go to participants and then you push mute all. If you're the host, which you are, just go to participants and then say mute all, and then you get, and just take away, you can, and this way everybody will be muted and keep it that
okay.
way.
I am.
Thank you. So then the Yerida Sadiris was, it used to be that everybody could lane. So this fellow got called up and three psukim, he really struggled through. And this is not a person that doesn't know how to learn. This is a Talmud Chacham who's written Sparim. And yet laning is not his thing, and that's fine. Not everybody knows how to lane. Not everybody knows how to learn. Not everybody knows how to sing. Not everybody knows how to play a musical instrument. Each one of these things is a skill. So this person didn't know how to lane. He wasn't good with laning. That's fine. So they changed it around because people couldn't lane, and then it seemed that the same people were getting the aliyahs all the time. They created a Baal Kore, or Baal Kriya, which is the correct one. Either a Kore or Baal Kriya, those are the correct ways of saying it. Baal Kore is actually grammatically incorrect, so but we'll say it anyway because that's what everybody says. So they created this institution called a Baal Kore, and the Baal Kore lanes for everybody else. So the person gets called up, he makes the bracha, and after he makes the bracha, then the Kore lanes for him, and then he makes the final bracha, and that's the end of his aliyah. So is he just making a bracha and the other guy laning? So the halacha is not like that. The halacha is that the person has to read along that you need to in Kut Mem Aleph Sif Beis, Lo Yikru Shnayim. Right, two people shouldn't read. The person you call up should read, and the shliach tzibah should be quiet. Or the shliach tzibah reads, which is what we do nowadays. The Baal Kore or the Baal Kriya reads, and the oiler doesn't read out loud. When we call mochem tzorchu likwezim shliach tzibah, he needs to read along with the shliach tzibah. Kidei shloi teber chosah levatolo. So it should not be a bracha levatolo. El shetzorch likwez benachash leishmele ozno. So the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. When you call somebody up, he needs to get an aliyah. He needs to make the bracha beforehand. The Baal Kore is going to read the aliyah, and he needs to read along quietly. And if he doesn't read along quietly, or doesn't have the ability to read along quietly, then it would seem to be a bracha levatolah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here in Siman Kufma Aleph Sif Beis. So at the time, I said to the Olam, excuse me, this is a bracha levatolah. He does not know how to read at all. Not that he's not that good at reading. This guy couldn't read Aleph Beis, literally, fresh off the boat, new to Judaism. So how is it shaykh that you could give such a person aliyah? Sadly, we embarrassed the fellow and we told him to go down because there's another halacha. The other halacha that comes up is in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes Siv Gimel. And now we're going to come to the case of somebody who is never blind. What happens if you have a person who is visually impaired or blind? Can you give such a person aliyah or not? We might say, well, why not? The answer is, if you're supposed to read out of the Sefer Torah, and this person who's visually impaired or is blind cannot read out of the Sefer Torah, well, if you can't read out of the Sefer Torah, how can you give the guy an aliyah? What's he making a bracha on? He can't read the words. So you say, I make the bracha, the Baal Kore lanes, and then I'll make the after bracha. But we just said before that the person has to read along with the Baal Kore so that his bracha is not a bracha, the batala. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, Seif Gimel, Suma Einoi Kore, a blind person is not allowed to be given aliyah, is not allowed to read. Levisha also Likres Afilo Ois Acha Shalem in Aksam. Because you're not allowed to read Baal Peh. Now you might have blind people that know the entirety of Tanakh by heart. It's not impossible. Many blind people have a very good memory and they have to remember things very, very well because they can't see. So the memory has to work overtime. People who can see, like, oh, you know, if I don't remember what it says, I'll just look again and I'll read it again. So this way, in order to be able to get to the right kind of memory, they in order for them to be able to really focus and have much more out of what they've read or what people have read to them, they remember much better. So even if you have a blind person that does know the entirety of the Torah Ba'peh, he's not allowed to learn it Ba'peh. So you still have a problem with giving a blind person an aliyah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. Says the Ramah, the Maril says, listen, if you can give an Amoritz an Aliyah, you have plenty of people that are not able to read along with a Baal Kore. So if you can give that kind of Aliyah to an Amoritz, certainly you also would be allowed to give an Aliyah to someone who is blind, who is not an Amoritz. And therefore, there are more Paskins nowadays in the same way that we give Aliyahs to an Amoritz who cannot read along. There, we also give an aliyah to a blind person. Mishul Brois, if Kotten Yugimu writes that, Uladina Kwakosu Achrenim, the Nagel Oki Kemaril. The Ika Halacha is like the Maril, Umikom Mokoim, nevertheless, for Pasha's Paro and Pasha's Zohar, Nochon Shaloi Likroisin Lechatkhila. It is better not to call these people Lechatkhila, because in the end of the day, it's better for them to be able to read it, and since it's a Shaila and a Doraisa, Pasha Zohar is a Daraisa, Pasha Spar is a Daraisa, or questionably Daraisa. But Pasha Zohar is definitely Daraisa, therefore we are Machmer, and we don't allow them to be called up for Pasha Zohar, Pasha Spar, whereas for all other things, we will allow an Amoritz and a Suma to be called up. So now, bottom line is, you are, according to the Ramah, you are allowed to call somebody who cannot read alone. And therefore, now the question becomes, if you're going to call up somebody, or if you want to call up somebody at a minyan, you want to call somebody at one of these garden minyanim, but you also want to keep social distancing. So if you've thrown social distancing out the window, like so many people have, then you're mamash creating a sakana not only for yourself and not only for the person standing next to you, but for all the people you come into contact to and all the people that person comes into contact to. And what right do you have to create sakanas throughout Broughton Park and Prestwich because you want to have an aliyah? That for sure is awesome. No questions asked. But now you want to say, what should I do? Maybe I'll give the guy an aliyah. We have a garden minion. The guy will stand 2 meters away from the Sefer Torah. He'll make his bracha, and the Baal Kore will read from the Sefer Torah. To which you'll say, wait a minute. How could you give the guy an aliyah and have him stand 2 meters away from the Sefer Torah? He has to read along from the Sefer Torah. Even reading along from a chumash is really incorrect, because his bracha that he's getting right now and the aliyah that he's getting right now is not for reading from a chumash. The aliyah that he's getting right now is reading from the Sefer Torah. So there's something seriously wrong over here. Can you give the guy an aliyah? So then maybe you could say to that, yes, you know what? I could give the guy an aliyah. Do you know why I could give the guy an aliyah? Because in the same way I'm allowed to give a blind person an aliyah, even though he cannot read along in the Chumash. And the same way I'm allowed to give an Amoritz an aliyah, even though he cannot read along in the Sefer Torah, because his reading skills aren't up to scratch. The same halacha should maybe apply by a garden minion. And therefore it is possible that you can call upon somebody in a garden next door, or somebody in your garden that is 2 or 3 meters away from you that's not a family member, and you can give that person an aliyah and then say, you stay where you are, make the bracha, and I'll lean over here. You made a bracha you didn't read from inside the Sefer Torah. It's no worse than a blind person, which the Ramah is Mekel and the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. And it's no worse than Amoritz, where the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel and the Ramah is Mekel. So that could be one way out of things. The issue with that, and I'm going to mention two ways out, and each one of them is going to have an issue. The issue with that is that you have the problem in a Bira Halacha. The Bira Halacha in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Kotten Gimu. I'm sorry, not Siv Kotten Gimu. Kuf Mem Aleph, in the Dibra Maschil Lebatola, he asks a question. He says, we just saw Simen Kuf Lamed Tesiv Kotten Gimel, where the Ramah said a blind person is allowed to get an aliyah, and Amoritz is allowed to get an aliyah, and therefore you don't have to read along. Now have a look over here, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Beis, that we read out. The person has to read along, and if he does not read along, then it's a question of a bracha lebatalah. Asks the Bi'alacha, we have something very important missing over here in the Shulchan Aruch. If you read the Shulchan Aruch should read the following. Two people shouldn't read because you cannot hear what two people say. Rather, either the person who gets the Aliyah reads and the Balkor is quiet, or the Balkor reads and the person who got the Aliyah should read along quietly so that it shouldn't be a bracha lebatala, but you have to read along with a fellow. Says the Ramah, we should have an addition over here, says the Ramah. Nowadays, we are not knowing that a person needs to read along. We are not machmer on that. Because isn't that what the Ramah said? The Ramah said a blind person you can call up even though he can't read along. And Amoritz you can call up even though he can't read along. So why in the world the Ramah keep quiet over here in Simen Kufnam Aleph Siv Beis and not right away say, excuse me, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that halacha. Why doesn't the Ramah make that comment? So the Bir Halacha says, he asked the question according to whether Amar Paskins and Kofan Amatesiv Gimel that we call a blind person Amaretz. So he should have said something. Says the Ramah the following. It says the Bir Halacha an important thing. And this would make a huge nafkamina for these garden minyonim. The Yoise Nire, Loima, it would seem to me more to say. When did the Ramah say that you don't have to read along? Did the Ramah give you a blanket halacha that says you don't need to read along at all? Says the halacha, of course not. Of course you have to read along. Of course the person who gets the aliyah should make the bracha, read along quietly along with the person who is laning, as to not confuse him and not to confuse the people listening to the Kriya Satira, and then make his bracha afterwards. You're not stam allowed to get an aliyah and just ignore the Baal Kriya or ignore the laning entirely. That is wrong. However, says the Bi'a Halacha, the Ramah is saying something else. Imagine if you were the Amoritz in your shul, okay? Just imagine, I don't, you know, I'm not calling anybody an Amoritz, Chas v'Shalom. I'm sure everybody here are very, very learned and they're not Amoritz. But Lamaisa, imagine if you were that Amoritz in your shul. And week in, week out, a week, a month, a year, 2 years, 5 years, never, ever do you get an Aliyah. And one day you walk over to the Gabbai and say, excuse me, can I ask you a question? There are 15 people that daven here in this minyan. This is not a minyan of 600 people. There's 15 people that daven here. In the last 5 years, not once have you called me up. What's with you? What's wrong with you? I was like, well, I'm really sorry, but you don't know how to read well enough. Oh, watch out. This is not a good room to be in when they're having that conversation. This is not the kind of conversation that goes really, really well. It's going to create tremendous fights. It's going to create tremendous hatred. As is, being a gabbai is a very difficult job. I don't know if anybody here is a gabbai who ever had to call up the aliyahs and has to decide who gets the aliyahs. But many times somebody has a yard sight and sadly you forget. People are just human, so you forgot someone's yard sight. You think the guy said, aha, Shlomi's got yard sight today, I'm going to leave it out on purpose. Nobody does that. Nobody's nasty like that. But you forget the Zami Nibel. Somebody has a Simcha, somebody's got a Mishabeah, somebody's just come back from Eretz Yisrael and wants to say Hagoyimel. And this guy standing by the Bima is being made Meshuga by 15 different people and everybody wants their Aliyah and everyone wants a thing. And not always does he get it straight. So it's hard enough to be a Gamay as is. Now you have to fight with all the Amorites that say, I deserve an Aliyah also. Why am I never getting an Aliyah? So the Ramah says, you know what? In Bishem the Maril, you had Amoritz in your congregation that were getting angry and saying, we never, ever, ever get an Aliyah and it's not fair. You're right. They should get an Aliyah. You have a blind person in your community and that blind person never, ever gets an Aliyah. You know what we say over there? You're right. It's not fair to this person because he's visually impaired. He should never get called up to the Torah. So we'll make an exception for those people and we will give them an Aliyah. But never did the Ramah mean to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Never did the Ramah mean to say that you don't have to lane along with the Baal Kairi as you're going along. Of course you have to lane along with the Baal Kairi. Lechatchila, that's exactly how it has to be. It's just when you come to Amei Aretz and you come to blind people, you come to other people that never are impaired in one way or another, and you say they'll never get an Aliyah, they'll be very upset. We don't want to upset people. We don't want people to feel that they're not welcome or they're not part of this whole thing, that this is a club only for those that have very good reading skills and those that are only 100% healthy. It's not a club. And therefore, the Ramah was willing to give a heter for those things. But in the Daki Moshe, which is the long version of the Ramah, he actually says, Shaloi Nira like Yediba Maril. He doesn't think it's right. And therefore, it's a heter only when people will come to fighting and for nothing else. And so therefore, coming back to our case now of the garden minion. You have people at a garden minion, and you want to say, I'm going to give aliyahs to all the people. You know, you're standing in that merpeset over there, and in Eretz Yisrael was much worse. Because you have merpeset, some guy could be two floors up from you. He's up there, and I'm repesed, Ya Amayin, and you're calling up to him, and you call up that fellow, and he made a bracha up there, and you're laying down here. Can you be yoitzer with that? So people are saying, yeah, of course. The Ramah says, I don't have to read along. Wait a minute. Did the Ramah say, I don't have to read along? That's not what the Ramah said. The Ramah said, rather than creating arguments and never calling an Am Haaretz, and never calling someone who is blind, be fair and give other people aliyahs as well. Okay, that's what the Ramah said. So now during Corona, who says that that heter applies? Maybe during Corona we'll say, you know what? Hopefully in Mitzvah Hashem this is going to be limited to 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. It's not pshat nobody wants to give you an aliyah. We're very happy to give you an aliyah. We think you're wonderful. We think you're Talmud Chacham and you're not a Summa and you're not any of these things. But why should we argue about aliyahs now when in a few months' time you'll be able to have an aliyah anyway? Who says that the heter that the Ramah gave you, the Osili Insuye, that people are starting to fight, applies in this instance to Corona Garden Minion? Maybe it doesn't apply at all. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe you shouldn't give another person an aliyah because he's not reading along in the Sefer Torah. Ah, he's upset. Which I tell you, we're all in this corona business together. It's all not gishmak. The fact that I have to look at all these screens instead of sitting in Machzik Yadas or standing in Machzik Yadas and talking to you in person, it's a shame. I'd love to be able to speak to you in person. I'd love for us to go back to NH. We can't, okay? Live with it. This is the story. Corona creates very awkward situations. You won't get the aliyah that you wanted to have this week. In a few months' time, you will get an aliyah. We've not shut you out forever from aliyahs. We've said now, when you cannot read from the Sefer Torah, and the Ramah says you have to read from the Sefer Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you have to read from the Sefer Torah, why am I giving you a b'dieved aliyah? So that is, we've run out of time now, but that is solution number one. So solution number one is giving people an aliyah even though they are far away from the Sefer Torah. How do we go about that solution? How can they get an aliyah even though they're far away from the Sefer Torah? By using the Ramah and Simen Kuf Lamed Tes Gimel that says a blind person and an Am Haaretz who don't read along can get an aliyah. So similarly, somebody in another garden who reads along in the Chumash can also get an aliyah. And the question or the problem with that Ramah is the Bi'alacha says what the Ramah means is only to, you know, alleviate fights. And here where you have a problem where the Maizet is possible that there won't be any fights, or you can explain to people, listen, this is not about arguing. This is a short-term solution. In the long term, you will get your aliyahs again. Maybe this is not a solution, and maybe even the Ramah will not allow that. So far for this, Rabbi Nachum David, I didn't realize that this is going to turn into a three-part trilogy. Okay?